Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about different ways you can learn real estate wholesaling. And essentially, what is the ups, the downs, the pros, the cons. You know, some of you are here watching videos upon videos upon videos. Some of you already paid $40,000 for your class. And I want to take this moment to kind of explain to you what the differences are, what the pros are, what the cons are. But you know, there's a couple of things I want to share with you before we get into all that. First of all, if you're looking to make money for sure, you need to download my book, free book at myempirepro.com. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secret. That's what it's called, Empire Lifestyle Secret. That's where you want to go. And you want to download that. Once you download it, an email will be sent to you. Also, you'll be linked directly to a free 7-day course called the Smart Business Empire. Essentially, there's different leverage points that you can apply to your business and be ahead of everybody else. Okay. So with that being said, the first thing I want to share with you on today's lesson, let me just look at your face real quick before I dive into the content. The first thing I want to share with you is the fact that your education is probably the most important thing, okay? Now, how you're going to acquire the education you need to succeed in the game of marketing, which is essentially what real estate wholesaling is about, or flipping houses, or real estate professional, or realtor. How you're going to acquire the education is completely up to you. I'm going to give you the different forms that are available today. Honestly, it is possible. You could watch all the YouTube videos you need in order to start executing. It's possible, okay? But that simply means that you're going to be watching a whole lot of videos, and you need to organize all of that together, because there's going to be this guru teaching this method and this guru will be teaching that method. And if you don't have a little bit of a higher level of education in terms of focus, then you're going to struggle, okay? So, but I mean, I think we're clear that even if you paid $100,000 for your education on real estate wholesaling or investing in general, it's worth it, okay? If you execute, it's absolutely worth it, okay? Because hopefully you're going to make more than $100,000, right? But also, if physicians are paying way more than that, you know, just to acquire the education, that in most cases actually create more stress for them, no time to spend with their family and things like that, then, you know, then it's absolutely worth it. Yeah, learning how to build a business, having systems in place and things like that. So your education is everything. Now, do you need to pay $100,000? No, you don't. Do you need to pay $25,000? You don't. Do you need to spend a dime on education? No, you can. Again, you can watch yourself all the way through YouTube. But again, you're going to be confused most of the time because there's so much information and you probably won't know where to start from. And that's why it's important for me to bring this video to you today on exactly how should you be learning how to do real estate wholesaling. How should you learn it? What's the best way to learn it? Okay. In my opinion, what is my opinion on how to learn it? Should you be going through YouTube? Should you be reading articles on Google? Or should you just Google everything you can Google with relationship to flipping a house, to real estate wholesaling? How should you go about it? And that's what I want to share with you on today's episode, okay? So number one, education. Education will build your confidence, obviously, to build your level of expertise, right? But the more important thing that will build your level of expertise is also another form of education, and that's experience, you know? If you can acquire experience at the same time as having education, is the best of both worlds, okay? I call them the two E's, okay? If you can do that, then it's perfectly fine. But most of you are probably not going to have access, or you're not going to have value to add to a person that will allow you to have experience. You know, some people say, why don't you shadow somebody that's already in the game? Most people find that annoying, okay, and they don't want people following them, because then they have to schedule their day around your schedule. The schedule is already as complicated as it is, and they don't want to have to do that, okay? So typically, it's not really feasible to say that you should be shadowing people. But if you can do that, it's a way to gain experience. And experience, again, is like a double dose education level. So these are the four different pointers that I have for you here that I want to share with you. Of course, books. Right, books. Maybe I don't know if you're on Kindle. If you have an Amazon Kindle, you could buy a good book for as low as $1.99, $2.99, and you can do that. Also, you can go to Audible.com, which if you're not a member yet, they'll give you your first book for free. You can listen to a full audiobook. Okay, my favorite is Audible.com. I'm not really a text reader, but I listen to a lot of audiobooks, especially that I don't have to pay. I pay attention, but not too much. It still speak to my subconscious when I'm listening to this stuff. Okay, so books, audiobooks, Kindles are perfectly fine. They cost a couple of dollars, right? Podcast is absolutely free. You know, you could go to a podcast, you could go to iTunes, you can go to Google Play, you can go to Stitcher Radio, you can absolutely download SoundCloud for free on your phone, and you can listen to quality training. Okay, I do have a podcast. You could search for Empire Lifestyle on your podcast platform. And if you want to listen to this content on the go, then that's where. Then YouTube, obviously, like I said earlier, is absolutely free. So can you watch YouTube videos and educate yourself? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I actually encourage, no matter what level you get to in your education, I encourage to continue to watch YouTube videos, to continue to watch all the other gurus or the vlogs and see what people are doing. It's not necessarily so you can soak everything, is to see what is going on. It's to put your ears down and pay attention to what's going on the streets. Okay. So that's that. So those are the free methods right there. Okay. The second method is a little bit, well, the books is not exactly free, but it's almost free, right? The second method is home video course, right? A home video course, which is essentially somebody recording a video, typically between 30 minutes to 1 hour per session, videos that you can literally consume, or you can look over your shoulder and actually see people in action as they are marketing, as they are doing their business, as they are putting contracts together, whatever it is you want to learn. You can also learn real estate wholesaling that same way. Okay. I actually have a course called the RA Flip Coach, and it's hours of training on, you know, but it only comes as a bonus for my students. Okay. So I don't sell it publicly. Okay. So home video courses, it's a higher level of engagement when it comes to you learning, and you can look over the shoulder of the person training it, and you can see their computer screen, and you can see real life examples in the form of videos as opposed to just audio or reading text. Okay. Now I want you to note one thing. As I go up in levels of these things, the higher the prices increase. It's the same content, okay, but essentially you're paying for more engagement, you're paying for more hands-on experience for every level you go up in these different types of training, okay? The next level is personal coaching. Personal coaching is essentially when you pay somebody money to personally coach you, okay? Typically, that costs thousands of dollars. Why? It's the same content that they're going to share with you, right? But because it's dynamic in nature, because that person's personal time is involved, okay, it's obviously much more value because you get to ask questions, as many questions as you want, right? And you're seeing it in real life, in real time. You're seeing how the business is going. They're talking to you, and you can stop, you can pause, you can feel on what they're saying. You can pause them and not pause, but you can tell them to stop to explain something a little bit more in-depth, right? So because of that type of value, it costs you a little bit more money, okay? It costs you a little bit more money. So that right there is, you know, it can be costly. It can go from anywhere from $5,000 to $40,000, okay? Either way, it's still worth it. I don't care if you pay $100,000 for it, it's still worth it, in my opinion. Some people say, hey, I paid $100,000, I didn't get anything. Well, chances are, it's a very high chance because you didn't use it, okay? You didn't use it, or you got too tired, or your expectation was too much, okay? Basically, what you're paying for when you pay that kind of money is personal coaching, 101, people getting on the phone with you, answering your questions, walking you through a whole module, walking you through understanding the whole aspect of the business, right? And that's what personal coaching does. That's why they call it personal. It's typically 101, okay? Typically 101. Maybe somewhere in between home video course and personal coaching, you may have coaching where there's a group coaching. So some people offer group coaching where there's maybe 5 to 10 people in a class. It's a little bit more expensive than home video course because, again, it still involves that person's personal time, right? But it's a little bit cheaper than personal coaching because there's much more people in the class and you can still stop people. But if you want the full-blown attention, which is valuable to some type of personalities or to some type of people, you want that attention just on you, then you got to pay a little bit more. And that's when we start dealing with what we call personal coaching. Okay. Now, the next level here is called partnership, which is I use a hybrid of both personal coach and partnership. That's what I used, okay? But by the way, the higher you go on this list or the lower you go into that list, right, which means the higher the level of the coaching, the more expensive it is, right? But also the more personal time you get, you know, personal time to get to interact with the person that's coaching you, okay? But also the more effective the coaching is, okay? That doesn't mean that if you watch all of YouTube videos that you can be effective. I'm just saying you're a unicorn type of person, okay? However, if you have partnership, meaning you're working hand in hand with that person to do deals together, that means you close the deal, you split money together, or that means you sell things together and you split commissions or the revenue from a sale together. Essentially, you're making money in the form of royalties, right? From every sale that happened, from you generating leads or you becoming a partner, right? If you're doing that, typically you can learn a lot from that person, okay? You can learn a lot through partnership, just naturally, because again, you're partnering with them, you're bringing value to them and to their business, right? So that's something that you can consider. You know, you can go, you can approach a mentor or a coach that you feel like maybe they're charging 25, 40 grand. If you feel like you have that kind of access to them, you can ask them if they offer partnership, right? Partners, you're not going to say partnership in exchange for mentorship. You just kind of know from watching this video right now that when you're partnering with people, you tend to learn a lot, okay? They will teach you everything there is to teach you about the business because, again, they will feel obligated to tell you everything they're doing to turn your money into positive, to turn your money with a positive ROI, right? So they will typically share everything. Plus, you shouldn't be investing or partnering with something you don't understand, at least on a basic level. You don't have to understand iPhone, how it works to invest in it, but you need to understand what an iPhone does, right? So you understand what the value it brings to the marketplace. You need to at least understand that, right? But you can dig deeper if you want, and typically they're willing to share with you if you're partnering with them. Does that make sense? All right, so those are the different ways for you to learn real estate wholesaling. Wholesaling is a lucrative business. It depends on how you do it. It can also be very difficult these days because the competition is very real, it's high. The gurus are teaching a ton of people to go into the marketplace to act like buyers, and they're not really, really buyers. And that, frankly, is starting to mess up the name for a lot of people. But if you learn a very unique way that I like to do this business, which is building a buyer's list for the marketplace and stop lying to people that you are the buyer. If you build a buyer's list for the people that already operate in the business, then it will make a little bit more sense, okay, for you to make money. To make a little bit more sense, what you accomplish is going to be a lot bigger because, number one, there's not a lot of competition in that zone. Everybody is looking for the off-market deal. They're looking for the next pre-foreclosure deal. You just stay waiting for them, and you build a personal brand, and you build a buyer's list, and you connect those buyers with the right property in the marketplace. And that's still considered wholesaling because you'll be doing it as a joint venture with the wholesaler, okay? If people start frowning at it in your local area and they say, hey, you're not licensed, that's a good problem to solve. That means you're creating volume and people are starting to see that you're selling a lot of property. Then all you have to do is lock in on a 2-3 weeks class and get a license. It costs you nothing. I mean, it costs you almost next to nothing, okay? So that's what I would do, okay? So that's pretty much what I have for you. So build a buyer's list. If you want to learn how to do that, go grab the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. It's absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. If you're looking to continue the way that everybody is doing it, then you can go to myempirepro.com/redx. That's number 2 right there. And you can see they have lists of for sale by owner. They have lists of pre-foreclosures. They have lists of expired listings and they have all of those things, okay? Number three, build an empire, okay? What I'm sharing with you in terms of building a list, becoming a media company that everybody, the gurus, the sellers, the wholesalers, the realtors run to, becoming that person is called building an empire. And that's essentially what I teach you inside of our Empire Lifestyle Secrets, which you can download for free at myempirepro.com. If I said anything that made sense to you today, please give me a thumbs up, okay? And please help me share this video with people that you know would like what I just shared with you today. If you're not sure what that is, just click share, and it's a share to your social media walls, and that's all you have to do, okay? If you have questions, contributions, you have a comment, anything like that, please drop it below in the box below, and I look forward to interacting with you. Hopefully, you've been educated and enlightened. I'll see you on the next one. And peace.